Ed Bullen's play, The Taking of Miss Janey, centers on the rape of a white woman by her black friend Monty. When the award-winning piece opened in the mid-1970s, Bullen's described it as a metaphor for American race relations. But how does that metaphor hold up three decades after the play's debut? A revival of The Taking of Miss Janey is currently running at the Abrams Art Center in New York. I recently spoke with Shawnell Perry, director of the current production, and actor Royce Johnson. Johnson explains how his character, Monty, and Janey get to know each other.
We have a creative writing class together when we first meet, and I invite her to a party. So over us going to the party, we become friends, and we stay friends for about 10 to 13 years. At the end of that 13-year mark, we decide to be alone, and I basically make moves on her, and we sleep together, and she has to justify it by calling it rape.
Shawnell, how was this play a metaphor for race relations in America in the 70s when it opened? And is there a question of perception that's raised throughout the play?
It is a question of perception, because I'd like to take note that the play is called The Taking of Miss Janey. And Mr. Bullens himself in various interviews has said it was a friendly rape, quote unquote. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I do know that in the play it's quite clear in the lines that Janey does not leave. She's not literally accosted and so on. In fact, she presents herself at the end. So I think Bullens was saying that Janey represents America, Monty represents black America, and it was the black America and the taking of white America. I don't like to speak too much for the author, but I think the word rape, which I suppose is used for publicity purposes to get people in, but I think it's an overstatement of what actually happened, and remembering that it's called The Taking of Miss Janey.
Shawnell, you say that the white actress presents herself, the character presents herself in this sexual situation. What do you mean by that?
I mean that she comes to the party. She acquiesces in, or appears to acquiesce in, what Monty is offering. And she does not leave. At no time does she leave in the play. At no time in the play before does she say no. Remember, this play starts at the end and ends at the beginning. We had a long and difficult time with that, working out what exactly Ed meant and how he wanted it presented. But the conclusion for both the actress and myself was that if she remained, she was using the word rape to justify to herself what her action was.
You use the name Monty, which is the character that Royce plays.
Yes, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Monty is a young college boy of the times who enjoys many women. He's a player, I suppose they'd call him today. And perhaps in those days it was a little more dangerous, in that he was playing with a variety of different kinds of women, ethnic women, that is. Today, I mean, I notice from the younger audiences that we have today that these things are no longer new or even different for them. So the times have a lot to do with the perception.
Royce, with your character, Monty, first of all, how do people respond to you when you're on stage? What kind of energy do you feel from people as you are in that role?
Well, the opening scene is the taking scene. And I feel a very negative energy when you see a black man about to commit such an act, and her being a white lady. But throughout the play, I get a chance to prove that this is not exactly what it looks like. I get a chance to win the audience over in a very charming way.
May I say something?
Yes, please.
As a member of the Twilight Generation, I do look and notice that I don't think that the audience has the same kind of horror that Royce thinks, or the kind of horror that they might have had some years ago. I think they see two attractive people and are indeed somewhat fascinated, and probably would be titillated if they weren't under the covers. I think it's seen almost in a romantic way today, except by people of another generation.
Questions of oppression, gender, agency, safety, these are eternal questions, as well as the question of rape. and race. You know, it strikes mm-hmm. me mm-hmm. that when we have something like O.J. Simpson's recent mm-hmm. media debacle over this book, If I Did It, questions of black men and white women and how sex is played out in the bedroom and then interpreted by the rest of the world are still very much a part of our discussion. So do people approach you, I guess, Chanel first and then Royce second, do people approach you after the play wanting to talk about it? Do people find that this play gives them a chance to open up about these very weighty issues?
Quite frankly, not as much as I thought. Very few people really talk about the rape, except to ask or wonder, was she really raped and how did we come to that? But usually they talk about other issues.
Royce, what has acting in this production done for you as an actor, as a person who also dialogues with an audience?
The strong need still for change. I mean, I know it's a period piece that I would call it. And I see a young group of people who want to make their mark in the world, being a poet, being a college student. And I just got out of college myself like 4 years ago. And I still see that we're still hungry as young people.
Chanel Perry, Royce Johnson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Director Chanel Perry and actor Royce Johnson have revived the play, The Taking of Miss Janey. It runs through Saturday at the Lewis Abrams Art Center in New York.